Australian Immigration Minister Chris Evans says the skilled migration program, under which foreign workers are recruited to fill gaps in the labour market, will be reduced from 133,500 to 115,000 next year, a reduction of 14%. Bricklayers, plumbers and carpenters are among the occupations affected, as demand for skilled staff falls in Australia's slowing building and construction sectors. The government has decided to target immigration after the country's jobless figure recently reached a four-year high. Chris Evans says with the Australian economy slowing, the number of foreigners allowed into the country must be cut.
Like most other businesses, things have changed dramatically, and so the migration program will be adjusted to reflect the realities of the current economic circumstance.
Government officials have said unemployment in Australia is likely to exceed 7% later this year. Some economists have far gloomier outlooks, predicting the jobless rate will reach 11% as the country slides towards recession. Amid such dismal employment prospects, trade unions in Australia are pushing the government in Canberra to make further reductions to the number of skilled migrants allowed to settle in the country. Dave Noonan, the National Secretary of the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union, says Australia must limit the influx of foreign workers.
Certainly in relation to construction, there's no good reason for the importation of people on temporary guest visas. These were, the employers said, all about addressing a skills shortage. In a declining construction market and a serious downturn caused by the global financial crisis, there is no reason for temporary workers to be brought into the construction industry.
The global downturn has brought about a swift reversal of fortunes for Australia's once mighty economy, which has enjoyed 17 consecutive years of growth, fuelled by high demand from China and elsewhere for its mineral exports. In neighbouring New Zealand, which has been in recession for the past year, the government says it had no plans to reduce its annual intake of 45,000 skilled migrants. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.